Hello again, and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Scott Fitzsimmons, and today we have got Frank King from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. It's great to have you here, Frank. How are you doing on this day?
Actually, I'm at home fighting a bit of a bug, but okay. I'm very glad to be able to get on the phone and chat with you and all your listeners.
Well, you know, it's been such an interesting time. Billy Graham passing away earlier this year, having quite an impact. Obviously, there's a lot of people that do know the impact that he's had. But for some people that don't know necessarily who Billy Graham is, or, you know, maybe new to the faith, tell us a little bit about Billy Graham and who he was.
Well, I think it's safe to say that Billy Graham is probably the most successful evangelist that this world has ever seen and mm-hmm. may ever see.
Yeah,
God had decided to use him in a way that's beyond powerful, and so he spoke to hundreds of millions of people in countries around the world. He was a friend of many U.S. presidents. He had met with some Canadian prime ministers as well. Also, the thing that struck me about Billy was that he had such an extraordinary energy to him. He did, hundreds of crusades.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote more than 20 books. He did innumerable television appearances, met with, again, all kinds of U.S. presidents and other leaders, was on TV quite a bit. Also, helped to fund to create Christianity Today magazine, and also created and funded several worldwide evangelism congresses around the world. And you add all that up, and it's just tiring just listing it all.
Mm-hmm.
So the man had an extraordinary sense of energy. When God decided to work through him, God equipped him powerfully for what God wanted to achieve through him. And the world, as far as I'm concerned anyway, is certainly a better place for all the work that God did through Billy Graham.
Absolutely. And you look at the person that he was. He was faithful, but he was so compassionate. He cared so much, and I think that's why so many people relied on him, because they knew that he was trustworthy. Hearing the story of 9/11, when they had to get Billy Graham, to be a part of a service after 9/11, and the only civilian plane in the sky was one that had Billy Graham in it.
And right there, that definitely is an extraordinary testimony to him. And I should mention something else too, and that is, he kept his eye on the ball,
mm-hmm.
And the ball being proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ to anyone who would listen by every effective means available, and to equip others to do the same. He kept his eye on that ball. So, for example, mm-hmm. When he was brought to Washington to speak to government leaders after 9/11, his message in the end was still about proclaiming the gospel of Christ. And in fact, that was the same thing at his funeral. Billy helped plan his funeral, and when Franklin spoke, Franklin proclaimed the gospel. Led anyone who wanted to make the sinner's prayer right there and then during that funeral. And that's not just for everyone in attendance, but everyone who was listening and watching online as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, Billy and his family have and will continue to keep their eye on the ball, and that is proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's, one reason why I'm here, Scott, is mm-hmm. to tell all your listeners that the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association not only is it continuing, in Canada, we are busier than ever,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to stay busier than ever, because Billy's mission continues to be our mission.
Yeah. Well, and it's wonderful. Now, how long has the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association been around?
It started in approximately 1950, and the Canadian office opened in 1953. And it moved from Winnipeg, where it was first opened, to Calgary in 2004, I believe it is. And since that move to Calgary, the Canadian Association has become increasingly active, to the point where when there's, for example, a Franklin Graham Festival, as there was last year in Vancouver and as there was in 2014 in Toronto, It's the Canadian office of the Billy Graham Association that runs that festival.
Oh, wow.
We have the know-how. We have the staff now. We're blessed with generous donors who understand Billy's mission and Franklin's mission and Will Graham's mission. And so because of all that, when these big events happen in Canada, it's the Canadian office that runs them.
Wow.
And just one other example, Will Graham, that's Franklin's son and Billy's grandson, there will be two Will Graham celebrations of hope this year, one in St. John's, Newfoundland, and the other one in Nunavut.
Hmm.
This is the first time the Billy Graham Association has ever proclaimed the gospel in the Arctic. And again, both of those celebrations of hope are being run and organized and funded by the Canadian office of the Billy Graham Association.
That's awesome. Well, I know that you guys do some incredible work with all of that. Obviously, it shows through the different events that you're able to put on it and do it yourself. But when it comes to the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, what is your mandate? What is your main purpose being a part of this organization?
Well, definitely our main purpose is to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ by every effective means available to us, and to equip others to do the same.
Mm-hmm.
And that means we are constantly working in partnership with Canadian Christians and Canadian churches, because our work simply would not be effective without these partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
For example, when these two Will Graham celebrations coming up, we have local leadership teams in both of those places. So there's an executive chairman of those leadership teams, and we work very closely with them because they understand their communities better than we do. And so we rely on them for their expertise. We rely on them for some of the volunteer help that we're going to need.
Mm-hmm.
And we also rely on them to help us to raise the money to put on these ministries like celebrations of hope and festivals of hope and that sort of thing, because they're obviously not inexpensive endeavors. So it's important to have churches on side to, make those aspects of things work better. And we've always been extremely grateful and humbled by the number of churches and Christians who, when we come to them and say, hey, are you interested in this? We're so grateful and humbled by how many of them say, absolutely, yes. How can we do this?
Mm-hmm. Now, what's coming up for the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association?
Well, as I mentioned, we have the two Will Graham celebrations of hope, one in Newfoundland and the other one in Nunavut.
That's right.
And
yep.
So those have sort of started already in terms of some of the discipleship and evangelism training events. Some of that stuff is already underway, and there will be more of that coming before the big sort of two- or three-day outreach events in late October and early November. So there's that. We're also continuing on with something called My Hope. This is a DVD/video ministry that has been used by the Billy Graham Association around the world with astonishing results, absolutely astonishing. And that ministry is continuing in Canada. We've got a website called myhopewithbillygraham.ca that has a series of very powerful 30-minute videos with just very compelling testimonies and gospel presentations from Billy or Franklin Graham. So that's continuing, and we always make those videos available to anyone who wants them, either to download them from myhopewithbillygraham.ca or to order DVDs from us. So that's always available. The other thing we're continuing to do as well is we have an evangelism online ministry. That's called peacewithgod.net, and we've been using that. That's sort of an international effort with our U.S. office and with our U.K. office, and we've been doing that around the world with, again, powerful short videos and also gospel presentations there. And we're doing a lot of getting people onto those sites through a lot of Google advertising. So that's been a very focused, very carefully planned concept that is also reaping enormous results for the kingdom. And again, we're grateful to Canadians for making this happen through their prayers and through their donations.
Wonderful, absolutely. Now, before we continue on, if people want to find out more about the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association of Canada, how can they do that?
The simplest way is to visit billygraham.ca. That's going to show all our current events, all the different ministries. There's a ton of discipleship material on that website. There's inspiring videos. For example, we have a video series of Franklin Graham with one of his daughters who visit the Holy Land to various key places there and then talk about their what happened at those places. And so that's a very inspiring video series. So that kind of discipleship and ministry materials on the website. So the website isn't just about programs and about upcoming events. It's definitely about helping Christians stay true to the gospel, deepen their faith, walk with Christ, and equip them to share their faith with others. So all that's at billygraham.ca. And of course, there's lots of opportunities to financially support this ministry because, for folks who want to do evangelism and they don't feel that confidence, they can do that evangelism by supporting the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Mm. By doing that, they carry out Mark 16:15, which says, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all of creation." When people donate to the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, that's exactly what they're doing. They're carrying out Mark 16:15. Mm.
Wonderful. That's awesome to hear. And I mean, you look at the website right now. I love the fact that that there is video of Billy Graham's funeral service. I know that we aired it here on The Rock over the radio station, and I know a lot of people were really blessed by this. And seeing that, hearing what they have to say about him, but also seeing all the different resources, you know, even checking out some old footage from Billy Graham, It's life-changing. If you haven't watched the funeral, if you haven't seen any of his videos, it really is. Taking a look back at his life can impact you now.
Absolutely. It's really great that we have so much video and so much soundtracks of Billy preaching the gospel at events around the world. And that gospel message is absolutely timeless. Mm-hmm. And so it can be appreciated. It can be presented right now, today, by anyone through billygraham.ca and used for evangelism. So, and again, that was Billy's goal, that that his mission would continue on after he's finished with this life and after he's now with Christ and with his wife. And so, and that work, you know, we're just so honored and humbled and thrilled to be able to carry out his mission on earth while he is in heaven.
Well, it's so encouraging to again take a look back at the life of Billy Graham. But while you're doing that, it is encouraging to see where his work is going in so many different ways. But again, through the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association of Canada. So we're going to continue talking with Frank. We're going to continue talking with Frank King from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association of Canada right after this and All You Ever Wanted to Know. All right. Okay. Is there any way, what do you want to go to next?
One thing that I'd like to chat about that I haven't touched on yet is something called the Rapid Response Team.
Okay.
These are specially trained volunteer chaplains who have done events who have responded to human and man-made disasters around the world and in Canada. And so there's a great opportunity to talk about, and that came out of 9/11, actually. So it's a great opportunity to talk about how that's come about just in the last 15 years, and that work is, of course, going to be continuing as well in Canada and around the world, because we've had Canadian chaplains go to Paris and Berlin and other places in Europe after the terrorist attack. So, and again, that's possible because of Canadian donors. So that's a really great ministry that's extremely active that would love to touch on in our remaining time.
Okay. All right. Here we go. We're back here on All You Ever Wanted to Know. Scott Fitzsimmons talking with Frank King from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Great to talk to you again about what's going on. I love the website, billygraham.ca. It's that simple. And so much going on with the organization. And one of the ones you wanted to talk about, which I had noticed here on the website, is the Rapid Response Team. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is really an impetus of Franklin Graham. that happened after the 9/11 terrorist attacks in the United States, when he noticed that there was the spiritual needs of people, many of whom were just dazed and in shock, were not being addressed by any of the emergency responses to that. You know, the emergency responses were doing a great job with all the physical needs and stuff, but the spiritual needs were not being addressed. And so God put it on Franklin's heart to create something called the Rapid Response Team Ministry. And what this is that teams of specially trained volunteer chaplains who are ready to deploy in Canada or around the world after any kind of human or man-made disaster. So I'll give you a couple of examples where this has happened with Canadian chaplains. For example, I guess our biggest response so far has been in southern Alberta after the 2013 floods there.
That's right.
Those are, I think, the worst flooding or the most expensive natural disaster in Canadian history, I think. And we had, there must have been at least 50 or 60 chaplains who rotated through Calgary and through all those communities in southern Alberta after the flood, just to provide a listening ear, to provide a shoulder to cry on, and when the Spirit touches them and it's appropriate, to actually present the hope that goes beyond their physical circumstances, and that is, of course, the hope now and for all eternity in Jesus Christ. So we had chaplains, for example, again, in the southern Alberta after the 2013 floods. We had them up in Fort McMurray after the 2016 wildfire that burned up 20% of that city. So we had chaplains there for months afterwards, helping residents, helping first responders, that sort of thing. Not only that, Canadian chaplains have gone around the world to present Christ's love and salvation. So just a couple of examples here. Berlin, Germany, after a terrorist attack in 2016. Munich, Germany, after a mass shooting the same year. Nice, France, after terrorist attacks in 2016. The same thing in Brussels, Belgium, after terrorist attacks. So it's not just natural disasters where God's calling us to step in. It's now human-made crisis situations. Because those are times when folks are perhaps more open to hearing the gospel and understanding it, and especially when it's spoken to them by someone who's trained to deal with their circumstances and trained to be silent when silence is the best thing and trained to speak when speaking is the best thing. So we're so grateful for the hundreds of Canadians across Canada who are ready to deploy with us. And we actually hold training events and continue to do that across Canada for anyone else who wants to either become a chaplain or simply to become better equipped to deal with crisis situations, you know, with their own family and friends. So the Rapid Response Team training events are not just for people who want to be chaplains. They're for just people who want to be better equipped. And for your listeners who want to know more about that, it's billygraham.ca/RRT. And that, of course, stands for Rapid Response Team. And you can see upcoming training events. You can read some impact stories from folks who have been affected by this ministry. You can also see a full list of all our deployments in Canada and around the world. And it's really impressive. So, again, so grateful that God put this on Franklin Graham's heart and that Billy Graham himself thought it was a great idea as well. And that that particular aspect of our ministry is definitely going strong. And we're having more training events across the country this year for folks who want to, again, equip themselves for those kinds of situations.
Now, if somebody's listening to this, they hear about all the different things that the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association does, and they want to support financially or prayer. However, how can they do that?
As always, the best way is billygraham.ca. There's lots of opportunities to be part of what God's doing through the Billy Graham Association financially. Also, there's a toll-free phone number, 1-800-293-3717, for folks who are more comfortable giving over the phone. Also, we have some significant prayer warriors on our staff who are prepared to pray for anyone calling the Billy Graham Association asking for prayer. So if folks feel that they want to ask for a prayer for something going on in their lives, absolutely give us a call. Our front desk will put you through to one of our prayer warriors on our staff who will be very glad and honored to pray with anybody. So again, that's at 293-3717.
Wonderful. Well, it's always great talking with you, Frank. But before we go, is there anything else you'd like to say for the people listening?
Basically, thank you so much for all the support that you may have provided to the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association over the years. We're very grateful for that. We're very grateful that God has called us to continue this ministry. And we urge Christians who believe in evangelism to continue to support us. And when opportunities come up to work with us, to visit the website and be ministered to through the website.
Wonderful. Thanks again, Frank. Always great to talk to you, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks so much. I appreciate the time and opportunity.
You're welcome. Once again, Frank King from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Easy website to remember. Please check it out, billygraham.ca. That is it for us for today and all you ever wanted to know. Coming in next, it is the All Request Lunch. Have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.